And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
So Truda and I are super excited about the Olympics.
I guess we are.
Watching every sport. And so I've started researching, like, you know, who's in it from Kansas and Missouri now? Like, who's competing in these Olympics? And then I started looking up, like, former area Olympians. Mm-hmm. And I found this guy, Scott Russell, who's a teacher and coach out at Baser Linwood. And we've actually got Scott on the phone with us this morning to talk to us a little bit about his Olympic journey. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Good.
Awesome.
Now, you actually grew up in Canada. And how did you get from Canada to Lawrence, Kansas?
I did. I grew up in Windsor, Ontario, on the border with Detroit, and I was a multi-sport athlete in high school, and track and field was the one thing that I really loved, and got recruited by a coach that was here at the University of Kansas, who was also from Windsor, so it was kind of a connections thing, and when I came on my recruiting visit, I really liked the school, I liked the people I met here, and it was kind of almost like a natural fit for me, and one thing led to another, and I was a Division I athlete at KU.
Nice. But you actually have a javelin record in Canada, right? Does that still stand to this day?
Yeah, I still hold the Canadian record.
Nice.
I last set it in 2011.
Cool.
And you set a lot of records at KU, too. And we're like NCAA. What? How? List some of your resume there at KU.
I was, in terms of things that I did while I was at KU, I won Big 12s multiple times in hammer throw, weight throw, and javelin throw. Won two NCAA championships, one in the 35-pound weight throw and one in the javelin. Broke the NCAA record in the 35-pound weight throw. Hold the KU record. I don't know. That's a small list of what I did.
That's awesome. I once picked up some weights.
You.
That's really moved them across the room.
I once drank near the KU campus. Does that count for anything?
I've been to the Kansas Relay, so there you go. That is that's a big deal.
Yes.
That is a really big thing there.
And so you're very successful at KU, and then how does that lead up to being in the 2008 Olympics?
Well, so I graduated in 2002, and when I finished my eligibility at KU, I continued competing professionally, post-collegiately, picked up a sports agent who kind of helps you get into all the meets overseas. Actually, part of the story is that in 2005, I was really struggling in terms of competition. Training was going well, but wasn't throwing well, and I nearly retired in 2005. Went to one more meet at the end of my season in hopes of qualifying that year for the World Championships. And my first throw, I broke my national record at that time by 12 feet to qualify for the World Championships on the first throw at this small competition. And it allowed me to realize that the sport's got to be fun and you got to do it for reasons other than financial and the competition. You really have to enjoy what you do. And kind of lit a spark under me again, and decided that I would continue to train. And 2008 hit my qualifying standards earlier in the season, and won my Olympic trials up in Canada, and jumped on a plane and went to Beijing.
Wow! And then, how was your experience in Beijing?
Oh my God, it was unbelievable. You know, I tried to qualify in 2000. I tried to qualify again 4 years later in 2004. So you think about all the years of training that go into it. And, I flew into Beijing the morning of the opening ceremony. So I was able to walk in the opening ceremonies. And there's just a realization of why you've put in so much work to get there. And, you know, walking into the Olympic Stadium and you're sitting there with 100,000 plus people like watching the opening ceremonies, and you're like, oh my God, this is it. Like, this is the Olympics. And competition wise, I've never felt more relaxed or calm in competing. I felt like I'd been to four world championships. So I knew who I was competing against, and it almost seemed easy in a sense of the stress. I just, again, like I said, like the realization of this is the Olympics, but it's just another track and field meet. I had that mentality in my head that I was going to get it done. I won my qualifying group, so I had qualified for the finals. I was ranked sixth going into the finals. I improved my mark in the finals, but, you know, unfortunately everybody else did too. But I ended up finishing 10th, which for me, I was ranked 33rd going in. So finishing 10th for me was an ultimate high in terms of a moment in my career of qualifying for an Olympic final.
That's awesome.
That's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, pretty cool.
You get to work with young kids trying to help them realize their dreams, right? So you're coaching in Baser.
Yeah, honestly, I had, education was kind of always my backup plan. I always thought that I'd be working in a Division I school as an athletic trainer. And, when it came down to applying to schools for physical therapy, I decided the one thing that was always a common thread was athletics and working with kids and coaching. And it seemed like a better fit for me personally. And in terms of the goals and what I wanted to do with my life, I really feel like I've had a lot of coaches and teachers that have put a lot of energy into me. And, it was an opportunity going into education to do the same for someone else's kids. And maybe they're not going to become an Olympian, but maybe they pick up one or two things that teachers did for me, and that thing sticks with them and makes them do something great. Maybe it's something in medical, and that one thing that stuck in their head makes them think that they can do something.
Scott Russell, he is a teacher to coach now in Baser Linwood, a former Olympian and a big KU Jayhawk star as well. Scott, it's an amazing story about what it takes to get there. I think a lot of people just see the end result on TV and don't think about all the time that these athletes have put in to just even show up on our television screens, but that is a great behind-the-scenes look at it.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of ups and downs in every sport, and, we most of the time only get to see the Olympic moment every 4 years, and we see the highs of athletes winning their event and getting medals. You don't see all the pain and the training and the emotional letdowns that happen leading up to those moments. So it's kind of nice as an athlete to know those backgrounds, and I really have enjoyed some of the coverage in terms of what's going on with the athletes and prior to the events and kind of their own stories too. So I really I appreciate the opportunity to share mine.
Well, Scott, we appreciate the time this morning too. Thank you very much, man, and have a good upcoming school year here.
Yeah, not a problem. I certainly appreciate the opportunity.
The show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.